Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world. And everywhere I go, on every table I sit, I talk to the boys and girls that are getting ready to jump into bed and have wonderful dreams. And as I talk to them, they tell me the stories of their life. They tell me the adventures they're going through, and they tell me all of the fascinating things that are happening to them. And as I was talking to four young children, they were telling me that life is fair. And I said, is that right? Life is fair? Right. Marvin said, yes, yes, life is fair. Life is wonderful because life is filled with everything that's good and beautiful. And life is just a great joy. Life is nice. I like life. Marvin was seven and he should know. But Terry, his brother, he was 10. And Terry said, now, I don't know about that, Marvin. I don't know if life is fair. And Madeline, his sister of 13, chimed in and she said, now, boys, you know that life is wonderful. It is always fair. Whatever we give out, we get back. And Susie was 3, and Susie was sitting there saying, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? And Marvin said, we're talking about big stuff. And Susie said, well, I want to talk about stuff, too. And Terry says, well, I tell you what. Life is fair, I guess it's fair, but only fair when you think how you do the right thing, and then it's fair. And when you do the wrong thing, then it's not fair. Well, Madeline said, I think that we might think about that. When you do the right thing, you get the right results, that's true. And when you do the wrong things, then you get the wrong results, that's true. But that's fair. Well, what do you mean fair? Well, however I say something, then that's what happens. If I say, I like you. Oh, Terry, you're a wonderful boy. You're such a nice brother. You're so much fun to be with. And you look at me and you smile. Now, that's being fair. And then I say, Terry, you are terrible. You are a naughty boy. I'm going to tell Mommy and Daddy what you've been doing, and I'm going to tell... And Terry looks at me and looks at Madeline and says, Madeline, what are you talking about? What do you mean? When did I do something naughty? When was I a bad boy? And Madeline says, see, life is fair for you because you're always a good boy, and you're doing good things, and so life always does good things for you. Oh, Madeline, you're so intelligent. You're so up on these things. How come you're so aware of these things? Well, you know, Mr. Candle, we had quite a discussion, Madeline said. We were talking about all these big things and these wonderful things. And then, you know what happened, Mr. Candle? Well, Susie began to talk. And Susie doesn't talk so terrible much. She just babbles most of the time. But she doesn't talk about things that are really important all the time. But this time she said something really nice. Well, what did you say? Mr. Candle asked. What did Susie say? Well, Mr. Candle, Susie said, you are the nicest brothers and sister that I ever knew, that I ever had in the world. You're wonderful. I love you, I love you, I love you. And, of course, Madeline said, we all looked at Susie and said, well, thank you very much. And then Susie said, I want to do the things that you do. I want to see the things that you see. I want to be the places that you are. Well, Susie, Marvin was very quick to answer this. We're older than you are. And, of course, I'm 7 years old and you're only 3. And you can't do all the things that I do. And Susie looked at Marvin and said, oh, yes, I can. I can do anything you can do. And Marvin said, no, you can't. And Susie says, oh, yes, I can. Marvin says, now, I don't know about that. Well, Madeline, of course, had to speak up in defense of this big discussion. And she said, you know, Susie can do everything we can do. She may not do it like we think it's as well as we do it, or as much as we do it, or as important as we do it, but Susie can do it. Well, what do you mean? What do you mean by that? Terry asked. What do you mean? What do you mean that she can do whatever we can do? That means I can do whatever we can do too. If you say she can do it, I can do it. That's right, Terry. And we can all do whatever we want to do, and we get the same results. The thing is, whatever we do brings good things in our life if they're good, and they bring bad things in our life if they're bad.
Well, who wants bad things in our life? Whoever wants bad things in our life?
Marvin was sort of flustering away. And Susie says, I want good things in my life. And Marvin says, well, of course, we all want good things in our life. Marvin, I want good things in my life, so I am a good girl.
Oh, Susie, you're too young to know what a good girl is.
No, I'm not. I like good things, and so I do what Mommy tells me. Mommy says, think happy thoughts and you'll be happy. Think good thoughts and you'll be good. So I am.
Oh, Susie, you sound like Madeline now. Where'd you get to be so smart when you're only 3 years old?
Mommy told me these things.
Well, Mommy told me those things too, Terry said.
Mommy told me those things too, Marvin said.
Mommy told me those things too, Madeline said.
Yes, but I believe it.
Oh, what do you mean you believe it?
Well, I believe Mommy. She told me these things and I believe it, so I do it. That's why you like me so much, because I am a happy girl all the time.
Well, there are times, Susie, that you're not a happy girl when you cry or you get unhappy.
Yes, but that's not often.
Well, that's true. It's not often.
Why is it not often? Madeline asked Martin.
Marvin, why is it not that often that Susie gets unhappy or gets mad?
Well, I guess because life is fair. Susie puts a good thought in motion and she gets a good thought back. She's so smart.
Marvin, are you smart like that too?
Madeline was kind of pushing his buttons a little bit.
Of course I am. Of course I am. I always think happy thoughts and I get happy results.
Well, does Terry always think happy thoughts and get happy results?
Sure he does. Sure he does.
Well, what about the time he fell over on his bicycle and hurt his knee? Was that a happy thought? Was that nice?
Well, it's not that he fell over and hurt his knee. It's that he got up and he thrust off the dirt and picked up his bike and went home.
And he said, Mommy, I fell off my bike and hurt my knee.
And Mommy said, well, let's put the Mercurochrome on that and it'll be okay.
And so she put the Mercurochrome on there and everything was okay.
Now, I can put Mercurochrome on there myself.
And then Madeline says, well, how about if you didn't fall down in the first place? How about if you always said to yourself, I ride my bike good. I am a good bike rider. I am a nice bike rider.
And Susie says, yeah, I like that. I like that. I like that. I am a nice bike rider.
Now, just a minute, Susie. You have your little bike, and that's a good bike for you.
Yes, but it's big enough for me. I can sit on it.
Yeah, 3 years old. You're very precocious.
Where did you get that word? Madeline asked.
Well, Terry says, I heard Dad say that all of his children, that's us guys, that we're precocious kids.
Well, what does that word mean?
Terry, what does that word mean? It means that we can do anything. That life is fair to us because we are fair to life.
Well, I like that. I think that's very nice. I think that's a very good idea.
Oh, yes. Madeline, will you read us a story?
Oh, I sure will.
Let's all sit down in Mama's big chair here, and I'll read you a story from one of Mama's storybooks.
Oh, Madeline, that's so wonderful. You're going to be Mama for us now.
Oh, no, I'm just reading you a story to the storybook. But remember, I'm also reading the story to myself.
What story are you going to read, Madeline? What story are you going to read?
Marvin was grabbing for one of the books and opening up the pages. He liked to look at the pictures. He thought they were just really great. Well, I'm going to read the story, and it's called Life is Fair. Oh, that's what we've been talking about. That's right. That's what we've been talking about. And isn't it wonderful? Oh, Madeline, you're so wonderful. You think we'll have time to have the story before Mr. Sandman comes and puts pixie dust on us? Well, let's start and see. Are you all in your PJs and ready to jump in bed? Okay, now. You jump in your bed, and I'll read the story. Goody, 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 goody. And so, you know, Mr. Candle, it's kind of fun being the oldest girl in the family. I get to do a lot of good things, and I know that life is fair because I always put good causes, good thoughts, good ideas, and I get good back. Well, you know, Madeline, you have a very special family there, and you're like the little mother, but you're more than that. You're giving out love, and you're getting love back. You're giving out joy, and you're getting joy back. You're giving out treatment of peace and like, and all it comes right back to you. Oh, Mr. Candle, you're so right. You're so right. Well, now, okay, finish your story, and then Mr. Sandman will be here and drop pixie dust on you and put you all to sleep with happy dreams. But for now, I'm on my way. So you have a beautiful evening and have happy dreams. And know that this is Mr. Candle saying to you, I love you. I love you. I love you.